This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray.
Hey, good to have you in church here. Time to begin here, and want to welcome our Breakout Radio Church family. So delighted to have you in church today as we broadcast these services from our ministry center right here in Austin, Texas. I want to welcome members all across America and around the world, as well as those of you that may be visiting BRC today. In a little while, I'm going to be sharing with you how you can become a member. And, well, it's really been a big week in America. And as we welcome Donald J. Trump as our new president, we've been praying for him. And as we approach this new season with much anticipation, we're asking all of you church members to be faithful to pray for Donald J. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. And we believe that this new season here in America is going to be a good one. And we believe that God has given us a new reprieve for this nation, for our church. And doors of opportunity await us, and we must be good stewards of this season. And I'm very excited about 2017. We have a lot in store. We have a lot of visions and dreams for Breakout Radio Church. I'm so delighted to have you in church here. And we're so happy to announce that we are now having church twice a day, 7 days a week. Breakout Radio Church is having church 14 times a week at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time here on BPN Radio or the TuneIn Network. All you have to do is download the TuneIn app, and then it takes about 4 seconds to get on TuneIn app, and then you click on BPN Radio. And so it's very easy. Tell your friends they can attend Breakout Radio Church any day of the week now. And by going to bpnradio.com or downloading the TuneIn app and typing in BPN Radio. And we're responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And of course, Breakout Church is a house of prayer for all nations. And we're absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Church. And one of our members has a new grandson. And so I want to give a shout out of congratulations to Carol in Roy City, Texas. And she has a new grandson. Congratulations. We have some new members that have joined lately. We just want to welcome Debbie from Yorktown Heights, New York, and Ellen from Fresno, California, Fran from Wiley, Texas, Matthew and Tammy from Sunray, Texas, Robert from Williamstead, Netherlands, Antilles, Melinda from Owasso, Oklahoma, and Tina from Escanaba, Michigan. I think she's been a member for a while. Steve, who is from Sheffield, England, welcome. And other members, and we'll be telling you how you, too, can become a member of Breakout Radio Church at the close. So, Gene and I are so delighted to be your pastors. We're so delighted to be able to pioneer Breakout Church for those that may not have a pastor. And of course, this year, Gene and I are celebrating 50 years in the ministry, 55 years of marriage and 50 years in the ministry. We're so thankful that God has given us this amazing opportunity to be able to minister, to preach across America and around the world and gather people that want to be a part of Breakout Radio Church. So, Gene, here we are. Great to be in church today, isn't it?
Yes. Good morning, Breakout family. It's great to have you joining us today.
We're really excited about what God is doing at Breakout Radio Church and people, new members that are joining us and the opportunities that await us. And we're getting started, but what an exciting thing it is to pioneer.
Yes, it is.
And, well, we're so blessed, aren't we, Gene?
We're very blessed. I'm thankful and grateful.
I'm so thankful and grateful. And we are just thankful for the opportunity to be able to lead Breakout Radio Church and to be a part of people's lives. And we're excited. Yes, we are. And so we're going to pray today. You and I are going to set ourselves in agreement. And I'm asking all of the members of Breakout Radio Church, or you may be a visitor today. I want to welcome the visitors. And we're going to pray right now. Father Gene and I just set ourselves in agreement that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done here on this day as we pray and preach and declare the word of the Lord. And I am so very, very thankful for the opportunity that Gene and I have to be the leaders of Breakout Radio Church. We ask, Lord, that you anoint today's service, anoint the worship, anoint me as I preach the word. And I pray, Lord, that Holy Ghost, that you will come and speak to people, talk to us. And I just pray, Lord, that you would anoint our ears to hear, our spiritual ears to hear, anoint our spiritual eyes to see, and our hearts to receive here during this church service at Breakout Radio Church. We commit this day to you, commit this service to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, just delighted to have our new worship leaders, Brian and Kristen Ming. They're going to come, and they are going to lead us in worship. We've known this couple for several years, and we are so thankful that they volunteered to come and lead our worship each of these church services. And Brian and Kristen at one time were the praise and worship and music leaders at Christ for the Nation in Dallas, Texas. Very anointed, very anointed. So let's lift up holy hands to a holy God as we begin to praise and worship him here at Breakout Radio Church.
We will be those who will stand up for truth and righteousness, oh God. Yeah, we'll be. We I've lost all words but one.
Lord, we just worship you today, here at Breakout Radio Church. Holy, 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 you are holy God. Oh, Lord, we love you so very, very much. We honor you so very, very much. Holy, 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 holy. Well, just worship the Lord with me today here at Breakout Radio Church. We exalt you, Lord. We declare that you are high and lifted up. We declare that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus is Lord over this nation. We're so thankful for a new season, a new day in America. A new day, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you and honor you and magnify you. Come and magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you, Lord. You're so kind. You're so good. You're so merciful. And you are holy. You are holy. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to know you, Lord. So thankful that I feel your presence here, Breakout Radio Church. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you here today. We welcome you here today. In Jesus' name, the will of God be done here today. May it not be just another service, another church service, but may it be one that is anointed by your Holy Spirit. Speak to us. Speak to me. Speak to those who've come to church today, because we know that one word from God can change your life forever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much, Brian and Kristen. Give you an opportunity to get acquainted with them on BPN Radio. They'll be my special guest at 10 a.m. Central Time on BPN Radio. I'm going to have them to come on. We're going to talk about their new assignment here at Breakout Radio Church and share a little bit about their story, their background. And so that'll be on BPN Radio, 10 o'clock Thursday morning. And then, of course, we'll replay that throughout the day. God bless you. Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate you. I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 18. I'm going to preach today a word from the Lord that God, that the Holy Ghost has put in my spirit, put in my heart, and then we're going to pray. Boy, I love to minister the word. I love to minister the word. And I've ministered probably over 14,000 times. But I always get very excited and great anticipation when I'm about to preach. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah said to Ahab, "Go and enjoy a good meal, for I hear a mighty rainstorm. It's coming." It was 3 years later that the Lord said to Elijah, "Go and tell Ahab that I will soon send rain again." So Elijah went to tell him. Meanwhile, the famine had become very severe in Samaria. The man in charge of Ahab's household affairs was Obadiah, who was a devoted follower of the Lord. And once when Queen Jezebel had tried to kill all of the Lord's prophets, Obadiah had hidden 100 of them in two caves, 50 in each, had fed them with bread and water. That same day, while Elijah was on his way to see King Ahab, the king said to Obadiah, "We must check every stream and brook to see if we can find enough grass to save at least some of my horses and rulers. You go one way and I'll go the other, and we will search the entire land." So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, "How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him." But the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said to the people, "I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Therefore, let them give us two bulls. And let them choose one bull for themselves, cut it in pieces, lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other bull, lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God." So all the people answered and said, "As well spoken." Now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one bull for yourself, prepare it that first to you for your many, call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it." So they took the bull which was given them and said, "We're going to cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is meditating, he is so busy, or he is on a journey. So Elijah began to mock them. Then he said to all the people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. He made a trench around the altar, large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed, and he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, laid it on the wood, and said, fill 4 water pots with water, pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Then the second time, he said, do it a second time, and it ran all around the altar. Do it a third time, and it came to pass at the time of the offering, the evening of the sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near, and he began to pray, and it said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink. There is the sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah went to the top of Mount Carmel, bowed down on the ground, put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. He went up and looked and said, there's nothing. 7 times he said, go again, that it came to pass on the 7th time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising up out of the sea. So he said, go up and say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. So it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, girded up his loins, and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Those of you that were watching during Friday's presidential inauguration, after President Trump came and gave his acceptance speech, Franklin Graham came to pray. And he noted before he started praying that the moment Donald Trump stood to give his acceptance speech, it started raining. And when he finished, the rain stopped, noting that rain is a sign of God's blessings. It was also noted that when he and his family, as they were on the inauguration parade, that when he and his family would emerge from their vehicles, it would rain. And then when they got back into their vehicles, the rain would stop. And of course, rain in most cases has always been a symbol of the blessings of God. Somebody said, well, that was just a coincidence. Well, possibly. But I believe that God has brought a man into this nation at this particular time to lead this nation into a season of blessing. And I believe the church has a major opportunity to enjoy the blessings of God. So I've come to announce here today at Breakout Radio Church that I hear the sound of abundance of rain. In the passage that I just read, there was a famine in Israel. We have been in a famine time here in America. I'm talking about a spiritual famine. No rain had fallen there in Israel for 3.5 years. The brooks had dried up. The fields had dried up. Everything was dry. We have been experiencing a dearth of famine, spiritual famine in America. And so Elijah began to prophesy that a rain is coming. And for the first thing that happened before the rain, as we read this passage of Scripture, there was fire. Elijah stood on Mount Carmel and called for the fire. Before the rain comes the fire. And we have in America experienced a lot of Holy Ghost and fire, which I really, really love. You know, in the 90s, Gene and I, starting in 1990, We spent about 8.5 years going across America and around the world leading prayer revivals. And it all started in West Columbia, Texas, the Christian Center. We were there for 11 weeks. Then we went to Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas. We were there for 11 weeks. And then we went to Oklahoma City, Cathedral of Praise in Oklahoma City, which is now the Gate Church. We were there for 16 weeks. We went to Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida. We were there for 11 weeks. We went to Canada. We're there in the wintertime in the dead cold of winter, sometimes 40 below zero. And we were there for 11 weeks, and it just continued. Then we went to other nations of the world, and the fire of God came, the Holy Ghost and fire. There was incredible signs and wonders and miracles, people being healed, marriages put back together, lives being changed, people coming to know Jesus. And there was an outpouring. It was a time of refreshing for the church. It was a time of renewal for the church. And so we have experienced that. But since that time, we've gone through a real spiritual famine in America. And many churches have just gone to having church services. They go through the same spiritual exercises every Sunday. And you can predict what they're going to say, what they're going to do. Many of them are just filled with announcements of all kinds of activities. And so we as a nation, spiritually, we are in trouble. But the church has been praying. And, of course, Gene and I founded BPN Radio over 2 years ago, where we are calling people to pray, as we have been for a long time. After I led prayer at the White House in 1996, the Lord told me to mobilize 1,000 churches, 1,000 points of light to pray. And as we prayed, the Holy Ghost and fire began to fall. But after the fire, as recorded here in 1 Kings, after the fire, Elijah began to pray for the rain. And it did not happen automatically. It did not come instantly. But he prophesied it was going to happen, and he sent a message to the king, you got better get ready because there is rain coming. And while the king was having a party and the people were going about their daily duties, Elijah, the prophet, he was up on Mount Carmel. He had his head between his knees, which represents a posture of intercession, and he was calling upon the name of the Lord. I believe that God is going to send the rain of the Holy Ghost upon the United States of America. I've been calling for a long time for another spiritual awakening, and I've been calling for major revival in all 30,000 towns and cities in America, that we would have an influence there, and that that we would experience the greatest outpouring of the Holy Ghost that this nation has ever known. And Elijah, he responded. And the first time that he sent his servant out to check to see if there were any clouds, there was nothing. There was nothing, nothing. But we must declare that rain is coming upon America. And we once again are going to experience the glory of God. And people are going to be demonstrating in the cities and the streets of our nation, towns and cities, and they're going to be holding up their banners, Jesus saved, Jesus is Lord, we love the Lord, revival time, whatever it may be, and it's just going to be a remarkable time. And we know that, Jezebel, she tried to stop Elijah, she threatened his life. We saw tens of thousands of women demonstrating in the streets of Washington, D.C. and other cities across America. Just the spirit of Jezebel, hatred for God, hatred for America, hatred for this new administration, and hatred for what we believe that God is going to do in this nation. A Jezebel spirit that will try to prevent or try to interrupt what God is doing. But we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And a few days before the election, I was prophesying that the spirit of Jezebel was trying to enter the White House. And it was wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places. And we needed to pray against that. And people have been praying, and people continue to pray even more. And we saw that spirit of Jezebel be prevented from entering into the White House in our nation's capital. And so we know that God desires to send rain, and he's calling for intercessors who will pray. You said, well, you know, we've been praying for this election for a long time. We think now we need to kick back. No, there's a spiritual war coming greater than we have ever known in the United States of America. And we must pray. We must pray. You know, Solomon stood when he dedicated the temple in 1 Kings chapter 8, and he read these words, and when the skies are shut up and there is no rain because of their sin, hear them from heaven and forgive them when they pray toward this place and confess your name. And after you have punished them, help them to follow the good ways in which they should walk and send rain. Solomon cried, send rain upon the land that you have given your people. And, you know, we read 2 Chronicles 7:14 so many, many times, but there are some scriptures that surround that prayer that I'd like to read for just a moment. The Bible said the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I've heard your prayer. Praise God. I love that. I've heard your prayer, have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. He said, when I shut up heaven and there's no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people, here we go, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, and do not do according to all that I've commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I covenanted with David your father, saying, you shall not have, shall not fail to have a man as ruler in Israel. And so God said, there's some conditions. I want to send the rain, but I want you to repent for the sins of this nation and know why that you're going through this spiritual dearth, because you've turned from me. But if you will put me first and turn away from your wickedness, I will cause this to be a house of prayer. Jesus quoted the prophet there in the New Testament when he said, my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. And I declare that Breakout Radio Church is a house of prayer. And we are supporting and sponsoring and giving covering to the Breakout Prayer Network and BPN Radio. This is the umbrella for these ministries, and we are praying day and night, because I believe that God hears us when we pray. And so God is ready to send the rain. I believe that the rain that fell upon President Donald Trump during his inauguration speech was a sign of what God wanted to do. There were some sprinkles, there were some showers of blessing, but I believe that God wants to pour out his spirit. And so there's a lot of people may be praying for the Holy Ghost and fire, and I love the fire. But after the fire comes the rain, and the rain is coming, and the rain is going to fill this land. And so I believe this message that God gave to King Solomon that I just read contained two things. I believe it contained a promise, and it contained a warning, a promise of blessing and rain if the people obey, and then a warning if the people disobey. And so I believe that God is ready to pour rain upon this land. But first of all, we as a praying people must rebuild the walls that have been broken down in America and the gates that have been burned with fire. I believe that God has sent Donald Trump to help us do exactly that. rebuild the walls of our nation that have been broken down and replace the gates that have been burned with fire. I believe this is a physical thing that's going to happen. New boundaries are going to be set in America, and there's going to be a watch set there. And I also believe spiritually it is going to happen, where the spiritual walls of our nation are going to be rebuilt, and the gates are going to be put back up, and this nation cannot enjoy peace and prosperity and the blessings of God until there's a restoration. And so what happens first? What happens first is a rebuilding of the altar. The altar, which represents a place of sacrifice, must be rebuilt. Our own personal altar. Most of you have heard my testimony, my story, that my walk with God and my journey here, this 50-year journey in the ministry, began when I responded to the call to pray. And I built me an altar in my home every morning because I worked as an engineer at the radio station and an announcer. I would get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there I would pray. And then I built a family altar. And then, of course, our pastor there in Wichita Falls, Texas, he built an altar in the church. And so I believe it's time to rebuild the walls that have been broken down in America and the gates that have been burned with fire. It's time for the holy men to take their place. I thank God for women. I thank God for women. But we need mighty men to awaken. That's what Joel prophesied in his prophetic word that Peter rehearsed on the day of Pentecost. And Joel said it's time to wake up the mighty men and for the mighty men to take their place. You know, Gene and I were in El Paso, Texas several years ago when I was doing some traveling with former boxing champion Evander Holyfield, serving as a serving there with him and serving as a chaplain for Real Deal Events and going and praying with him. And we were on our way to the hotel in El Paso, and the man that was driving it turned around, wasn't saying hardly anything, and suddenly he turned and asked me this question. He said, "Sir, where are all of the holy men?" That's all he said. "Where are all of the holy men?" I believe today that God is calling for men of God to begin to pray for revival, freedom. And it's time for men of God to be strong and of a good courage to lead their family, to lead their business, and to spend some time each day in private prayer, worshiping God and spending time there. And so it's the thing that changed my life. It's the highest call in all the world, and that is the call to pray. And so I believe that God is speaking to men just as he spoke to Daniel, and he said, "Those that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits, old men and young men, and fat men and skinny men, and white and black and brown men, wherever it may be." We need mighty men to stand up, the mighty men of God to wake up. Just as Joel declared, let the mighty men view the condition of our nation and begin to rebuild their altar, put their heads between their knees and begin to intercede and call their families to pray. And if they own a business, call the people that work with them to pray. And let the mighty men stand up. Let the mighty men who are pastors and shepherds call for the rebuilding of the altars in their congregation. You know, Jesus said, "My house should be called a house of prayer," but we have in so many churches today little more than a benediction, an invocation and a benediction, not much time spent in prayer. Oh, that the church would begin to awaken and lift holy hands to a holy God and begin to pray in unison, corporate prayer as it was on the day of Pentecost, when the people begin to stand and they begin to call upon the name of the Lord, when the Holy Ghost fell there and they begin to speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance, and it broke out. Revival broke out. It broke out into the streets, and then it went to the neighboring cities. But it happened in response to prayer. And I believe that it's time that we, as congregations all across America, begin to lift up holy hands and we begin to review what's happening in our nation, that we're serving Baal gods. We're turning away from God. We're becoming a nation of entertainment. But we need to call for mercy. As Brian and Kristen Ming was leading us in worship a while ago, we need to cry out for the mercies of God and say, God, we repent for our sins. We repent for taking prayer out of our schools. We repent for taking prayer out of our homes. We repent for taking prayer out of our churches. We repent for taking prayer out of our capital. We repent, O God, for the 59 million babies that have been aborted. We repent for our disobedience. We repent for same-sex marriage. We repent for our unbelief. We repent for our prayerlessness. Oh, God, we repent for our lack of passion for the lost and souls being won. And we repent. And then we begin to say, God, would you please send the rain as we pray for a cleansing in this nation, in this land. Send the rain of your Holy Ghost power. Send the rain of your Spirit. We need you so much. We need you now. We need you now. Come on, break out, church. Let's just call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, God, we need you. We cry out as Jesus cried out on that day of the feast in John chapter 7 when he said, is anybody thirsty? Is anybody thirsty? If anybody's thirsty, let him come. And let him come. Let him come and drink. Jesus said, is anybody thirsty? Let him come and drink of the rain of the Holy Spirit. And he said, out of your innermost being, out of your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Is anybody thirsty here today at Breakout Church? At Breakout Church? Are you thirsty? I'm thirsty for God. I long to see his glory. There's a lot of people still praying for the fire, but I'm praying for the rain of the Holy Ghost to come upon us. And we must declare today that we are thirsty. Lord, I am thirsty. I am so dry. I am so dry. And Jesus said, if you're thirsty, you come to me, and I'm going to fill you up. And I believe the Holy Ghost rain, as we pray for it, will fall. Come out of our belly. It will come out of our mouth. And I believe a sure sign that awakening is coming and true revival is coming is going to happen when the rain begins to come out of our eyes. I believe that a spirit of weeping is coming upon the church. And I believe it's going to be a time of worship, and we're going to cry out to God, and tears are going to come out of our eyes. We're going to cry out. We're going to weep for our nation. We're going to weep, as David said in Psalms 143, I thirst for you as parched and land thirst for rain. He said, I reach out for you. I thirst for you. Lord, we need you. In Jesus' name. Jeremiah said, can the heathen God give us rain? No. You alone, O Lord, our God, can do such a thing as this. Therefore, we will wait for you to help us. Hosea 6:30 says that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know him. And he will respond to us as surely as the coming of dawn or the rain of early spring. And then Joel prophesied, O people of Jerusalem, rejoice in the Lord your God, for the rain he sends are tokens of forgiveness. Once more, the autumn rains as well as those of the spring. Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime, and he will answer. Every field become a plush pasture. Oh, God, we need you. Send the rain of your Holy Ghost upon our land. Send it upon us today, members of Breakout Radio Church, or those who may be visiting the church today. We cry out for you, Lord. We worship you. Lord, we're going to spend time in your presence individually, and then we're going to come out and we're going to gather our families to pray. We're going to rebuild the altars in our family altar. We're going to rebuild the altars. Hallelujah. In our businesses. We're going to rebuild the altars in our churches across America. And we're going to cry out for the rain. We're going to say, we are so thirsty for you, O God. Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. Hunger and thirst. We pray for the rain. As the prophet Elijah began to pray for rain, nothing happened for a little while, but he was persistent. He would not give up. And then it began to rain, and it rained and rained, and the land was filled with the rain. And I believe that's what's going to happen in America. The rain of the Holy Ghost. Let it come, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. We believe you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Fill us up. Fill us up, we pray. We are so thirsty. Fill us up, we pray, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you respond to the call to pray today? Lord, I'm going to give you the first part of my day. I'm going to cry out to you, and I'm going to spend some time, personal time, in private prayer. In Jesus' name. A refilling of the Holy Ghost, rain of the Holy Spirit. And if you don't know Jesus today, and you are listening to this program on BPN Radio or TuneIn Radio, and you don't know the Lord, you're attending Breakout Radio Church today, I want to pray for you right now. Would you, the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want to give you an opportunity to get right with God, to get saved. And so would you repeat this prayer to me, Lord Jesus? I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. And I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you said that prayer and you'd like to become a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com, BreakoutRadioChurch.com, and there is a membership application. You fill that out, submit it, and you'll be on my church membership row. I'll be taking your name in my hand, and I will be praying for you. I'll be praying for you during the day. I'll be praying for you during the night, as I do for the members of Breakout Radio Church. And I'm also giving those of you that you don't have a pastor, you don't have a shepherd, if you'd like to have Dale and Gene Gentry as your pastors. We've had a lot of experience being pastors these past 50 years. Just go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com. And there is a membership application. You fill that out. Just hit the submit button. And we'll give you confirmation that we have accepted you as a member. We'll be praying for you. And we will be in contact with you. Be available to pray. So just go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com. And click on the membership link. Or you can do that as well as BPNRadio.com. Before we go today, we want to give you an opportunity to give your tithes and offerings. And if you're on the Breakout Radio Church website there is a donate button. And you can click on there. And you can use your credit card or debit card or PayPal card. And I want to give you just a moment to prepare your gifts. If you're writing a check, write your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Make your check payable to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And I'll wait for you just a moment. Remember, church, that Breakout Radio Church is sponsored and is supported by you, our loyal members. And I'm so very, very thankful and grateful for your faithful giving. And we just appreciate your giving. Once again, if you're making a check, that's to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. And you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card by going to BreakoutRadioChurch.com or VPNRadio.com. And then you just click on the membership, the donate button, and you can use that. Okay, I'm going to wait for you just a moment, and then I'm going to bless you. Father, in Jesus' name, I bless the people that are giving their tithes and offerings. You said in your word, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you'll not be able to contain. So I pray, Lord, as people give their tithes and offerings today during this church service, I pray that you will bless them and multiply their seed. Open the windows of heaven. We just thank you, God, for our faithful and loyal and generous members. I bless them right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And as you give today, remember that Breakout Radio Church, we're now having church 14 times a week. Tell your friends that they can attend Breakout Radio Church every morning at 8 a.m. or every evening at 8 p.m. And, of course, that's Central Time by listening to BPN Radio or TuneIn Radio. Thank you for coming to church today. It's been a great day. Let's just thank God for what he's done. Father, we're so grateful and thankful for what you've done at Breakout Radio Church today. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just pray that you'll bless the people today. Bless them bountifully, and we thank you for the rain that's coming to our nation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for being here. God bless you for coming to church today. Have a wonderful day.